And a very pleasant afternoon to you, Bahamas and Turks and Caicos and Miami, wherever you are. I have family members who are tuned in every week, and we love you so much. We appreciate your tuning into our show, and we hope that you've been enjoying. I understand you have been. Today's topic has been designed just for you. So if you're about to get out of your car or you're about to turn off the radio, just don't do that just so soon. We're going to be talking today about the healing power of juices. There are so many juices available to us. I hear so much about people who are sick. It makes me sick of hearing about it, but it makes my heart ache. Just today I heard about a lady that died and cancer. I heard today about another friend, a young friend with cancer. It seems like everywhere I go, not just because of what I do, but I think there's just a lot of it. There's a lot of sickness in this town. And I'm going to share with you how we can really utilize the fruits and vegetables that God has given us abundantly and available to us in our stores or in our yard, how we can use them to help to heal our bodies. I have had so many people who have said to me, Marlene, I love the testimony that you had with your aunt on, Mrs. Lockhart. You know, Mrs. Lockhart was diagnosed with cancer almost 8 years ago or more. And she was told basically by her doctors that she really should not have survived a year. But that was 8 years ago. And we thank God for her life. But I'm going to share with you what she did and what she's still doing in order to fight that cancer. You see, yes, radiation and chemotherapy is available to you. It's up to you. It's up to you to decide, hey, I'm going to do something else. Because I've had relatives or I have friends who have used the chemotherapy and radiation and they haven't gotten anywhere. Some of them have died. Some of them are worse. I'm going to share with you that you can be healed. First, by having faith in God and knowing that He is able to heal you. And secondly, by following His instructions. And those instructions are outlined in His Word. We have a manual. And that manual is the Bible. When things go wrong with our computer, when things go wrong with our telephones, our cell phones, our whatever, most times we check the manual. And if you don't check the manual, you find someone who knows the manual. I often tell people, my husband is the manual in terms of my computer. He fixes it really well. And so I don't have to be all over the place looking for someone to fix my computer because he's really good at it. So I'm going to share with you how you can really benefit from simple juices. The first one I want to share is the carrot juice. How do we make the carrot juice? First of all, you don't want to add anything to your carrots. It will take you 1 pound of carrots in order to make 1 8-ounce glass of juice. You want to get your carrots, rinse them, scrub them, peel them however you choose to, and then you want to get a juicer. And you're going to juice the carrot, 1 pound of them, and you're going to get 1 8-ounce glass of juice. Now, an 8-ounce glass of carrot juice is not going to heal you. If you're looking for medicinal purposes, if you want to be healed, then you want to get in at least 4 8-ounce glasses of carrot juice per day. And you don't need to add to that any sugar, any cinnamon, any nutmeg, no sweet milk. People add all kinds of things to the carrot juice. You just took away from it what it has. You don't need to add anything. Just drink the carrot juice just like that. Okay? What you can do is try to get in at least a glass or two before every meal. At least 15 to 20 minutes. You want to give it a chance to really work in your body. Now, you don't have to wait until you have cancer or any other ailment to use carrot juice. Carrot juice is good for so many other things. First of all, remember that carrot juice is rich in vitamin A, and it's what we call the healing vitamin. And this makes, of course, an inestimable value for cases of asthma, hay fever, cataracts. My mom, who's having a little cataract problem, she's using it and she's finding a lot of good results. Okay, deafness, bronchial trouble, lung trouble. I had a cousin or an aunt who called me from Turks and Caicos this morning. What can we do for persons with lung trouble? Get some carrot juice. Liver, gallbladder, and even the kidneys. Okay? It has been used successfully in cases of ulcerated and cancerous conditions of, and even gallstones, kidney stones, for improving the eyes, beautifying the hair and the skin for those girls, the young girls out there who looking wanted to be beautiful. Get the carrot juice. And I tell you, this will help to restore pep, and it will just give you the energy that you're looking for. Just use the carrot juice and make sure I don't add anything to it. Except you can add an apple. You can add some celery juice if you choose. Try not to add anything artificial. Something that's been man-made and designed in some lab. You want to drink it as pure as possible. The carrot juice happens to be my favorite of the juices because it works very quickly. Now, if you're a person with diabetes, then you don't need carrot juice. You need something else. You need a combination of celery, maybe some cucumber, some string beans. You want the greens, okay? And you make your juice from that. Then we're going to talk about the apple juice. The apple juice is a good cleanser of the digestive tract. It's a cleanser of the gallbladder and the liver. It is recommended for healthy hair, skin, and fingernails. So there again, young girls, you can't go wrong. Now, I'm not talking about the bottled apple juice. I'm talking about making your own apple juice. Get the apples and make your own juice. And this really will benefit you tremendously because it has no preservatives, no sugar added. You know what you're getting when you make your own juice. The beet juice is another favorite because it's really great for persons with low blood pressure. It's great for persons with heart disease, poor circulation, blood cleansing, need to be cleansed, and it is, of course, not recommended there again for persons with diabetes. Reason? It's very sweet. It's high in sugar. It's a natural sugar, but it's too rich in sugar for persons with diabetes. But it's great for persons with cancer. So if you have any of these problems, then get the fresh beet. I think the only store that I've seen it in Nassau is Solomon's. So Solomon's got a free advertisement today. Get some of the fresh beets and use it to make your juices. You can take a great blend of apple, beets, carrot, and celery juice. That's a great blend. And make your own juices. The cabbage juice. Now, for persons with ulcerated stomach, you may have problems with what we call acid reflux. The cabbage is great for that. Have some cabbage juice. It's what we call the anti-ulcer juice. It helps to fight any type of cancer or ulcers in the stomach. To improve the flavor, maybe you want to add some carrot and celery to it because the cabbage by itself don't taste so good. But we're not looking for taste. We're eating for what? Strength. We're not eating for taste. Then we have the celery juice, which I've been talking so much about. It has almost as great a flavor as the carrot, although the carrot tops it a little. It has a great effect on the nerves. It dissolves calcium deposits in the system, as occurs in cases of arthritis, high blood pressure, hardening of the arteries, inflammation of the nerves, rheumatism, sciatica, neuritis, etc. It is also effective in correcting inflammation of the urinary tracts due to its high alkaline property. So if you're a person with urinary problems, get some celery juice. And like I said before, you can add the carrot to it. I wish I had more time. I'd tell you a little bit about the cucumber juice and the garlic juice and the grape juice, orange juice, papaya, and parsley. But guess what? This information is available to you in our Vegetarian Delights cookbook. It's available at several health food stores throughout Nassau. I don't have the time to list them, but if you give us a call, we will tell you where you can get a copy of our cookbook. And like I said before, it's for a small fee of just $12, and you can have one in your kitchen. And you can cook from it. You can use it for health information. Whatever it is, you can share it with your friends and your family. This is Marlene. May God richly bless. I love you. I hope to hear from you real soon.